This is CNBC-TV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC-TV18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. Looks like it's going to be a slam dunk opening for our market. Straight away, the SGX Nifty suggesting a big gash. This follows a 1.5% to 2% cut that we've seen on Wall Street overnight after the January CPI inflation at 7.5% topped street expectations. And this has put the pressure on Federal Reserve to become more aggressive in fighting inflation and raising the interest rates. So here's what happened. The markets, which were expecting a 25 basis points rate hike in the March meeting, are now expecting a 50 basis points rate hike. So they're straight away expecting that the Federal Reserve will kickstart the rate hike cycle with a big bang 50 basis point rate hike, something we've not seen since 2000. Federal Reserve President James Bullard is saying that he would like to see a 100 basis point rate hike by July. This is far more aggressive than the street was anticipating, which is why the US 10-year yield topped the 2% mark. The SGX Nifty is suggesting a reversal after 3 days of gains. You know, the level to watch will be the 17,043 mark, which is the low that we had hit last week. The good part is the DII buying is picked up over the last 3 days. So yesterday, the DIIs bought 2,700 crore in cash, which follows an 1,800 crore of buy figure the previous day and 1,100 crores the day before that. The FI net sell was about 1,700 crore. In fact, the FI net selling is now approaching 10,000 for the month of February. In earnings to track, Hero Motor Corp reported a weak set of earnings. Revenues down 19%. Margins have declined to 30 basis points as high raw material costs, higher logistics costs, the cost of ownership is weighing on the margin. Zomato revenues up, margins down. So Zomato's revenues are up 82% year-on-year, but the EBITDA loss now stands at 500 crore rupees nearly. And Credit Suisse has cut the target price to 120 from 185. Trend has reported a very strong set of earnings, their best ever quarterly revenues and EBITDA. Both revenues and profits are up 75% for Trend. Other earnings to track will be, Cummins will be reacting to numbers, SJVN, IRB. These are stocks you should keep on your radar. PB FinTech, there is expected to be a block deal today where we could see $140 million, trade hands. What we've learned is that promoters are likely to sell their stake or bring it down by 2.4%. These are some of the big stocks that you should track in today's trade. Have a good trading session. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Thank you for listening.